All right, so we are diving deep today into this car comparison you put together. And wow, Mini Cooper, Subaru Impreza, even a Dodge Magnum and a Toyota Prius make an
It's
appearance.
quite the lineup.
It is. It really speaks to me about how much you're looking for something more than just a way to get from A to B.
Definitely.
And I mean, the multiple updates, the revisions to these notes, passion project for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I find so fascinating is how you talk about each car. It's not the typical, miles per gallon or 0 to 60. It's all about the feeling, the
You're
experience.
really going for that visceral connection.
Exactly. And comparing these wildly different vehicles like this is so interesting. You've got a very particular driving experience in mind, it seems like.
Yeah, and you start with the Mini Cooper versus the Subaru Impreza. And honestly, the love for that Subaru experience, I was not expecting that.
Interesting.
But okay, before we get into like actually driving the thing, we have to talk about those Mini Cooper door handles.
Oh, yeah.
You did not hold back.
No, those anecdotes about passengers struggling.
Yeah.
Hilarious, but also ouch.
I know, like I felt that.
Yeah, it really highlights how design can be a double-edged sword, right? Like a quirky door handle might look cool in the showroom, but in daily use,
Yeah.
it's a recipe for frustration.
Totally.
And this gets to the heart of what you seem to be looking for in a car. It's not just stylish, but it's got to be practical,
Oh, you
100%.
100%.
It makes you think, what are those little design quirks that drive you crazy in a car?
Oh God.
Yeah.
I mean, don't even get me started. I've got a whole laundry list
Right.
of things that drive me crazy. But to your point, those small annoyances can really make or break the experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you move from, door handle drama to actually driving, and the contrast you paint is really interesting. The Mini Cooper's acceleration, rough and pushy, while the Subaru Impreza is smoother, more refined. And then you mentioned the Subaru's boxer engine sound music to a car enthusiast's ears.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And that boxer engine is more than just a cool sound, though. I mean, it's great sound. But that design gives the Subaru a lower center of gravity,
Oh, right.
which translates to a more planted, stable feel on the road.
I see.
It's the difference between a basketball and a bowling ball rolling down a hill. And this ties directly back to your emphasis on feeling. Remember, the Subaru is dreamlike, you said, while the Mini's more go-kart. This isn't just about transportation for you, it's about connecting with the car on a visceral level.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of connecting with the car, you don't stop at just like the stock experience, right? You get into the accessories, the customization,
Oh, yeah.
particularly with the Impreza. It's like you're not just driving the car, you're making it your own. You're putting your own personal stamp on it.
Exactly. And it's that personal touch, like think about wearing a uniform every day versus getting to express yourself through your clothing choices. I mean, you clearly resonate with that idea of tailoring things to fit your needs and your taste, pushing beyond just basic
Oh,
functionality.
absolutely. Like my glove compartment is basically a reflection of my soul at this point.
I can only imagine.
But speaking of tailoring to needs, you get real about driving conditions.
Yeah.
That Berlin to Zurich track in heavy snow, not exactly Mini Cooper weather.
No, definitely
The
not.
Subaru's all-wheel drive really shines there.
Yeah, makes
You
it.
can practically hear the confidence in your description.
Reliability, preparedness, those are big things.
Yeah.
And you don't shy away from that at all.
It makes me wonder, what are your non-negotiables when it comes to weather? I mean, what does your ideal car absolutely have to handle?
Okay, but then this is where your car journey takes a turn I did not see coming.
Really?
Enter the Dodge Magnum. I mean, after that whole Mini Subaru face-off, the Magnum feels like it's coming out of left field.
Yeah, kind of.
Especially considering where you end up. Okay, I see what you mean. It is an interesting evolution, though, right? Almost like you're experimenting with different automotive personalities.
Yeah, totally.
You appreciated the Magnum's muscle, that powerful engine, that
Yeah.
comfortable interior.
Oh, yeah.
But then you also point out its limitations,
Yeah.
like particularly on less than perfect roads.
Yeah, not a fan of potholes.
It's a big, bold statement, but maybe not the most versatile choice.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the Prius.
Right.
And I have to admit, when I first saw this in your notes, I was like, okay, where's the hidden camera?
Okay.
Are you messing with me?
Yeah.
But you describe it with such genuine enthusiasm.
Right.
You said it really goes fast in power mode.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming at all.
It's quicker than people think.
And the fact that you highlight like the three distinct driving modes tells me this wasn't just a fling. You were really considering this.
It speaks to your adaptability, I think.
Ah.
Maybe priorities shifted a bit, fuel efficiency, practicality, those things started moving up the list.
Makes sense.
But without completely sacrificing driving enjoyment.
Right, because you can't have one without the other.
Exactly. And the Prius has come a long way. Performance-wise, it's no longer just a sensible shoe.
No, not at all. It's like you found a way to have your cake and eat it too.
Right.
Fuel efficiency, A and D, fun. But, you know, no matter what car you're driving, one thing is consistent throughout all of your notes, the importance of sound.
Oh, yeah.
You are all about that good audio setup.
For sure. For sure.
You mentioned the different sound systems you've experienced, the Harman Kardon, Boston Audio, even the placement of the 12-volt outlets for charging devices, like that matters to you.
It all contributes to the experience.
Yeah, totally. And it's such a good reminder that driving is a multi-sensory experience. We tend to get so fixated on the visual, you know.
The way it looks.
Yeah, the sleek lines, the shiny paint, all of that. But the soundscape is crucial.
100%.
The hum of the engine.
Yes.
The little click of the turn signal.
Yeah, even that.
The thud of the door closing, it all adds to that feeling.
It really ties it all together.
So we started with this car comparison, but it's become something so much more. It's like a deep dive into sensory experiences.
Yeah.
And how our priorities evolve over time. Finding that perfect car, it's not just about ticking boxes on a spec sheet.
No, not at all.
It's about finding a ride that resonates with you, like on a deeper level.
Absolutely. It's about understanding what truly matters to you in a car, you know?
Yeah.
What makes that journey enjoyable?
Exactly. So for anyone listening still on their own personal car quest, here's something to think about.
Really?
What sensory details matter most to you when you get behind the wheel?
I like it.
Is it the roar of the engine, the feel of the leather on your hands?
Or that new car smell?
That new car smell. The answer might surprise you.